Do non-religious people have no spirituality? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Anne Duncan, associate professor of American Studies and Religion at Goucher College, determines that may not be the case.
A recent Gallup poll showed that for the first time, the number of individuals regularly attending religious services dropped below 50%. This reinforces other recent studies that have shown a rapid increase in the number of the so-called religious nuns, or individuals unaffiliated with institutional religion. Though hesitant to affiliate with traditional denominations for a number of reasons, these nuns are not, for the most part, atheist in the sense of rejecting the existence of a god or gods. Instead, many believe in a divinity and most desire a spiritual life, ritual, and community. My research has centered on the rituals, practices, and communities that have emerged in the margins and spaces outside of institutional religion, specifically in relation to one of the most basic and timeless aspects of human existence, pregnancy and birth. Spiritual movements like the Sacred Living Movement infuse the rites of passage of pregnancy and birth with ritual and sacred meaning in their retreats and trainings. Women-owned businesses I study intertwine holistic health and spiritual counseling and renewal through offerings from postnatal doula care to vaginal steaming. Blending the boundaries of spiritual and secular, religion and business, the women spiritual leaders and entrepreneurs at the center of these new movements are attempting to meet needs unmet by conventional medicine and by religion. In doing so, they are creating new paradigms for both. The result is something much different than the secularization suggested by the Gallup poll. These communities suggest much spiritual and religious life exists beyond the bounds of institutional religious affiliation and regular attendance. We just need to know where to look and perhaps need some new language with which to talk about it.
That was Anne Duncan of Goucher College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.